cows and mules and so forth. You say you've got a lot of what?
I just say I got a lot of barnyard animals.
A lot of cattle or something like
that? Yeah, something like that. Now you wouldn't call cattle. You wouldn't call horses cattle, would you?
No.
I don't think.
Okay. So horses would be different.
I think so.
You would just...
If I have cattle, that means cows.
Cows.
Heifers or calves or whatever.
Right. Okay. What about if you had a lot of different kinds of animals like turkeys and hens and geese and ducks?
That's just fowl.
But you call them fowl.
That's right.
Okay.
All
right. What about talking about chickens? What do you call the place where you keep chickens on a farm, where they'd be penned in?
Well, now they have different places for them. We have just chicken pens. And then they have houses now that they raise them in. Some of them never touch the ground.
What about a chicken coop? What would that be?
Well, now that's when you pen them, yeah. Chicken coop is just a pen. It's like I was talking to you the other day, when a hen is setting, if you don't take her off of that nest and put her in the chicken coop, fasten her up, well, she'll just sit till she dies.
Oh, yeah. So the coop's a place outside.
Yeah, that's right. You just put them in a coop, a chicken coop.
Talking about chickens, you know, when you fry chicken, children especially like to get that piece with the two bones.
Yeah, pulley bone.
The pulley bone.
Or the wishbone.
The wishbone.
Right.
What's the idea along with that?
If you make a wish, you know, and break that, well,
mm-hmm.
They claim that comes true, you know.
Do you have any particular word that you use to call the inside parts of a hog that are edible? Any one word that would cover
chitlins. Is that what you want to know? Chitlins?
The chitlins are... That's
the insides.
Is that everything on the inside, or is that just the intestines?
That's just the intestines.
Just the intestines.
Now, the stomach is called... I never eat it, so I don't know. I guess you call it the punch, but we always did. And then, of course, they have the liver. They used to take that and make hash it out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And the hog's head, they make hog's head cheese out of that, which is, it's called sow's meat.
That's the same thing as sow's?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What about talking about your farm animals? If you heard your cow mooing and your horse neighing, you might say, well, my goodness, it's getting along about time.
Feeding time. They're hungry.
Feeding time. Have you ever heard any people call to cows like they want to get them up from the pasture?
Mm-hmm.
What would they call to them?
Well, they either come in, Bessie. Lord, I've heard my mama call them a million times. Sir Kaif, or whatever it is. I don't remember exactly how that goes, but that's something like that.
Have you ever heard people call to them to make them stand still when you're trying to milk them?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember that either.
Don't remember that, or try to get them to move a leg back?
Yeah, I usually run my hip fist in their side and did that. Push them back, you know.
Right. What about any calls to calves? You ever heard anything special for them?
Well, that was suck-ass.
Suck-ass. What about if you were, let's say you were driving some mules, plowing with them, you know what you would say to them, get them to turn left or
yeah,
right?
Yeah, G and halt.
G is to...
I don't know which is right, but anyway, it's halt. G
and
halt, you know, you turn one of them one way and one the other.
You ever heard any calls to horses, like to get them up from the pasture?
Mm-mm.